I'm guessing an entire nation, an entire continent, in as much shock as maybe we are. What do you know to be true about about this case? There's tons of speculation, accidental shooting, a surprise, but police have to break down a lot of stuff. What do you know that's out there that's accurate, and what do you think is not accurate?
Well, quite right. I mean, you have to shift all the speculation and hearsay out of the way. I mean, and it's just enormous. You can just imagine in this age of social media, the nonsense that's flying around, et cetera, et cetera. What we do know is there was a shooting at Oscar's house. Now, he lives on a private estate, so it's not a typical house that's on the street. A private estate, very high security. So he lives on this estate. We know there was a shooting in the early hours of this morning, and a woman was killed in his property. The woman, her name is now public, is a model. Like I say, her name is out there, and she's been killed. Her family's been notified. And the police have been around. They're investigating. They picked up Oscar. He's currently sitting in jail. The case has been postponed tomorrow. So the word from the police is that he'll spend the night in jail. And then, of course, he'll appear before a magistrate tomorrow.
For people who are not 100% dialed into the South African legal system, Clinton, what's next for Oscar? What are the next few stages, the next few days, as he goes through this?
Well, yeah, if I could just mention, his father, Henke, saw him about an hour ago, and he said, listen, Oscar's keeping it together. He's not in a great place, but you can just understand. So what happens is he must appear before the magistrate tomorrow, and he may or may not have a charge leveled against him. The likelihood is not. It'll go to a public prosecutor who will then assess the case based on what the police say. So the police will hand a file over, you know, full of DNA, full of evidence, full of witness statements, that kind of thing. The public prosecutor will then decide whether to go ahead with the case. Now, there's an interesting parallel. About 10 years ago, a former rugby Springbok, that's who plays for the national rugby team, he killed his daughter, very similar circumstances, but he was on a farm, and he was charged with culpable homicide, and then finally the charge was withdrawn on the basis that he had suffered enough. So it's a parallel, but it's not a very accurate parallel, because the circumstances are quite different. But there's certainly a precedent, you know, given the nature of the country and things like that. So what's going to happen is he will appear before the magistrate tomorrow, and then it should move from there. However, by the time it gets to the public prosecutor, it might take a while, because of course people need to be interviewed, witnesses, etc. So what will probably happen is he'll be released on his own recognizance tomorrow, apply for bail, and then go off with certain conditions until the investigation is concluded.
He's an author, works in broadcasting for Supersport in South Africa. Clinton Vanderberg joining us. Describe for us how big a star Oscar is, how well recognized he is. He's got endorsement deals in North America, obviously with Oakley and Nike and a few other companies. But in our mind, globally, it's Usain Bolt, it's Pistorius, and then it's everybody else in the track and field world. Are we accurate on that?
Oh, he's in that ballpark for sure. You know, the only other South African with comparison is Ernie Els. But I'd say Oscar's even bigger. He's a remarkably high-profile year. He endorses sports goods. He's on the A-list of every major party. In fact, our broadcast platform, the Movie Channel, has been using him to promote Oscar Month, which is putting on all these Oscar movies. And apart from on-air promotions, he's on billboards all over the country. Well, you can imagine, they're all coming down as we speak. In respect of the dead woman's family. You know, people here are just shattered. And as you say, he has an enormous profile. And he's a much-loved celebrity. He's a warm guy. He's very amiable. He's media-friendly. He's all those things you want your sportsman to be. So I think that just compounds the shock everybody's feeling today.
So knowing that, depends on your age, your maturity level. You all fall into a little athlete worship here and there. Will the majority of South Africans believe speculation that this was an accident, that there wouldn't have been malice involved, Clinton? What will they think? What will the average person in South Africa think of this?
I think the majority of people will side with Oscar. They will sympathize with him. They will give him every benefit of the doubt, you know, until it's proven otherwise. Just because, you know, Oscar's, you know, people say if you're going to bring home a boy and you want your daughter to marry, it's got to be like Oscar. He has that kind of reputation. He's on magazines. He says the right things. He does the right things. And I think people will want to give him the benefit of the doubt until proved otherwise. And, you know, you've got to hope. This is the most dreadful tragedy. And much of the sympathy is going towards Oscar. However, people are saying, hang on, remember, we do have another victim here as well.